Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Selma. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Burda moves to second. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge takes first base on ball four. Burda moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is walked intentionally. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. 1 out. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0 for 1 in the game. Selma hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berta. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Etheridge. Kessinger scores. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Ron Bryant. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McCovey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0 for 2 in the game. Selma takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Heath now catching. Don Mason pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Don McMahon. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to second. Rich Nye now pitching. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Bob Berta. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Don Mason now playing shortstop. Ron Herbel now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Willie Mays pinch hits for Jack Hyatt. Phil Regan now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Heath settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Heath. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.